name is Rodney Limmery. I'm a PhD candidate at Walden University, and what I would like to give is a brief overview of my current survey that is actually enrolling participants as we speak. So if anyone knows any MSM, come and see me after the little lecture. I have some cards for you. I want to start with a couple definitions. First, with the definition of internalized homophobia as defined by Mayfield in his publications, which is a very clinical and psychological definition of the construct. So it's a phobia manifesting in a person participating in same-sex behaviors and often is characterized by persistent fears of that same population or oneself. What I'm going to suggest in this reconstruction of the concept of internalized homophobia is that perhaps we start to look at it in what other researchers are calling internalized sexual prejudice. And I base this research on Dr. Gregory Herrick's work that he's done an amazing amount with internalized sexual prejudice in same-sex participating individuals. What I'm suggesting here is taking his categorizations and applying them to those who participate in same-sex behaviors. Viewing internalized homophobia in this regard gives us a different appreciation for the construct. We see that it's not just the negative attitudes towards self or others, but it's having those attitudes in context of the societal normative beliefs or values that over a lifetime become internalized and really do have a psychological outcome of underdeveloped queer identity, or at least that's what I'm calling it. To further discuss this, we need to look at a couple of models that I used for my theoretical foundation, the first being Troyden's model for the formation of a homosexual identity, which consists of four stages, and all of these stages can become disrupted at any given period of time, and that disruption or stagnation can occur sometimes over an entire lifetime. Additionally, I utilized the research of Malian, who suggested a mechanism of the internalization process, where homophobic content that gay, lesbian, or transgendered individuals, queer individuals, are exposed to throughout their life may have a detrimental effect on either ego or superego development. And superego may indicate the internalization of the homophobic content may increase things like self-deprecation or have an increased propensity for guilt for having these types of behaviors, etc. Ego disruption would result in self-esteem issues, elaboration of certain defense mechanisms, cognition patterns. You can read that. What I did is I took Dr. Herrick's work and along with a large body of other work regarding this construct of sexual prejudice that exists in our society, and I tried to categorize it into what I'm calling domains. So I've segregated out that research body into gender role conformity, civil norms, sexual attitude norms, group alignment norms, and mores. So This is really what I'm calling the domains of the new construct of internalized sexual prejudice. So again, we are suggesting that a queer individual may follow this process of psychological development in the construct of these five domains, and somehow, through this internalization process, this is being disrupted. And I give exact examples here, or suspected examples, I should say. I thought of this research project based on some existing literature, Williamson and Curry and others. I don't think this Curry, but maybe this Curry. If it is this Curry, hi, I love your work. All right, well, I love your work anyway. The The work that I basically reviewed was Williamson, who suggested that the existing measures of internalized homophobia, and for gay men, or I should say MSM, there are a number. As with most of the literature, lesbians, you only get one. They are limited, and they are limited mostly through the confounding of existing psychological principles like self-esteem, self-efficacy, and depression, meaning that many of the items on some of these scales are actually measuring those psychological constructs rather than the psychological construct or the latent variable of internalized homophobia. Also, the existing measures are relatively older and have a narrow definition of a very complicated psychological construct. The narrow definition we are suggesting may account for the varied results that you see in the literature. When you look at the literature where these measures of internalized homophobia have been used, they show that there are definite correlations with outcomes of psychological health, but the literature regarding physical health outcomes is much, much more diverse and very much questionable. So we're suggesting that this narrow construct of the existing measures is the problem that we're seeing. So again, we took Herrick's existing research and framed it in terms of these five domains, and we generated a new tool, a new psychological assessment tool that we are in the process of validating on a validation study right now. I've given a table here that just shows the current internalized homophobia scales that are in the literature. Again, this is skewed to MSM. There's another measure for lesbian populations. And the five domains of the new internalized sexual prejudice, and then an assessment as to whether or not the existing measure has items in that measure that would assess the internalization of each of these social normative issues. So in totality, this is the latent variable that we're trying to assess now, internalized sexual prejudice, within these five domains. And we're doing that using a validation study. So our exact method is to assess concurrent validity, predictive and convergent validity, and discriminant validity. We are using our new internalized sexual prejudice scale and comparing it to the results of a similar measure, the reaction to homosexuality scale by Ross and Rosser. This, if you look, is one of the scales that does assess most of the theoretically constructed domains of internalized sexual prejudice, because we don't really know if it's right or wrong. And then we're looking at predictive or convergent validity. Substance use and sexual risk are what we're assessing here. We will see if there are any correlations within the scale. And also discriminant validity, which is one of the limitations of the existing measures that we were concerned about. So we're specifically excluding depression and self-esteem, hopefully ensuring that our new measure will delineate responses clearly when looked at. So that's really basically it. I don't know if I went way too fast or not. 11 slides. I'd be happy to answer questions if there are any. And I am using a snowball sampling method, so, and I was joking, but I do actually have small business cards, and if anyone has access to the MSM community, please see me. I'll give you some of those cards and share them with anyone that you know that may be willing to partake in that online survey. Thank you.